Hello, right. Good. I'm driving home after an afternoon at my dad's. He's got a new computer. It's not a bad one. It's a Compaq from PC World. £50 knocked off the price because it's got a little ding in it. He's a retired man. He can't afford a shiny machine. Glass. It does the job. It's got Windows 7 on it, and he's got a Windows XP machine that he has commissioned me to basically transfer his stuff. There's a Microsoft utility called Microsoft Easy Transfer Agent or Transfer Program, I can't remember what it's called. Given that I've been staring at it for several hours this afternoon, you'd expect me to be able to remember it, but I can't. And it's supposed, in inverted commas, to make things easy. Easy Transfer Wizard, it kind of springs to mind. But the first two attempts I've had have been somewhat abortive. The first thing I tried to do was attach a USB drive and dump it all onto that off the old machine and import it, but unfortunately the old machine's only configured to use USB 1.1 and it would have taken several hours just to do the transfer onto the hard drive. The second option I thought was quite clever. I created a share on the new machine. No, I didn't create a share. I ran the transfer agent because it comes packed with Windows 7, and I tried to run it on the new machine and the old machine, typed in the secret code, it rattled away and then got stuck at about, good lord in heaven, about 20%, sorry. There's a big traffic jam there and I'm going to try and avoid it using another road. Ninja skills on the roundabout. That's better. That looks all eased up, but I don't care, I'm going to come down this way anyway. So yes, what was I saying? Oh yes, that's right. And it got stuck at about 25%, and it was an hour and a half at 25%, and I did sort of disk activity and network activity, and there was nothing going on, so I thought, ah, to heck with this. And I finally worked out how to create a share on the new machine as a sort of a network dump, and I'm running it sort of again as a two-stage thing. And by the time I left, it had done the 3 of the 10 gig. 10 gig is a reasonably healthy amount, so it's not too bad. Maybe I was being a little bit impatient, but the machines didn't seem to be doing anything and on option 2. So by the time I get home, I dare say it'll have a full restore package, and I'm going to use LogMeIn to connect to my dad's machine and finish off the work from home this evening. That's the plan. And obviously there'll be a little bit more fine-tuning. I don't know what on earth has happened with the scanner driver, but I tried to install his scanner. The little question mark on the device manager disappeared, but unfortunately, so did the device. So when I go into scanners and cameras, nothing turns out. I might need a reboot. The camera software hasn't installed either. Oh, the challenges of Windows 7. The problem with Windows 7 is, and it's not tolerant of old, unusual hardware. It'll do the print. It did the printer very easily, because how far wrong is it possible to go with the printer? Though the Dell colour printer we've got has got a massive sort of package of software that comes with it that I dare say they haven't written Windows 7 versions for. Certainly isn't available on the Mac, which is quite frustrating. But it's been a rather irritating afternoon. Windows XP was always notorious for taking ages to install. You'd run the installation program, and then it would get to the end in about 3/4 of an hour, and then you'd spend literally the whole evening running all the updates, because let's face it, a piece of software from 2002 is going to have a massive number of security patches and the like, even with Service Pack 3. And then piecing together all the original software that was on it. This transfer wizard is simpler, more straightforward, but I'm still not entirely sure it's going to work. Then, of course, I've got the issue of Outlook Express no longer existing on Windows 7, the quick launch taskbar not existing on Windows 7, or you can pin stuff to the desktop. So I have a funny feeling I'm going to have to give my dad a tutorial on how to use Windows 7, which is going to be interesting and challenging. But as long as he can surf the internet, write Word documents, go on Skype, check his email and scan things, I guess. He should be right as rain, and it won't take ages to boot up. We've installed Microsoft Security Essentials, which is Microsoft's own antivirus thing, so you don't really need Norton, which came packaged with the HP machine, or any other kind of AVG or Avast, which is good news. So I think at the end of this evening I'm going to know where I am with it, but I'm not sure whether I'm going to be particularly happy with it. I'm just going to get home because better going out this evening. I've got to take Christopher to Scouts, and all is well in the world of the Hart family. I'd say that, but I've had no phone calls or texts to let me know there isn't, so I shall sign off now, and just a couple of minutes from home I will soon find out. Abianto then, as they say in France.